From the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, this is Normal News. I'm Chris Goldstein. Topics this week include: register for the 2006 National Normal Conference in San Francisco, frequent cannabis use not associated with cognitive declines in working memory or selective attention, and marijuana production availability rising, federal report says. For more information on these stories and membership in the Normal Foundation, please visit norml.org. First this week from Washington, D.C., register for the 2006 National Normal Conference in San Francisco. Join Normal April 20th to 22nd. Sign up today for discounted pricing. Online registration for Normal's 2006 National Conference in San Francisco is now available on their website, norml.org. Join us in one of the world's most cannabis-friendly cities to be part of the largest and most respected marijuana law reform conference in the United States. The three-day extravaganza will take place April 20th to 22nd at the Holiday Inn Golden Gateway in downtown San Francisco. Discussion panels at this year's event include Grassroots to Grass Tops, Activists Effectively Working Together at All Levels, Reefer Rhetoric and Retorts, Winning Ways to Frame the Marijuana Debate, A Look Ahead at This Fall's Pot Initiatives, Cannabis Dispensaries and Their Carrying Capacities, Cultivation and Hash Making Towards Patient Self-Sufficiency, Marijuana and Health, Myths, Facts and Mysteries, Religion, Sacrament, and Marijuana. Big Brother is Watching, Drugged Driving, Student Drug Testing and Dog Searches, and Emerging Clinical Applications for Cannabis. Network with the nation's top marijuana activists and advocates. Mingle with celebrities and members of High Times magazine, as well as Normal staff and board of directors. And enjoy a variety of unique after-hours events. Register today and take advantage of special discounted pricing on both the conference and hotel accommodations. Quote, Normal's 2005 National Conference attracted over 600 attendees, and we expect this year's gathering to be even more successful, close quote, says Normal's executive director, Alan St. Pierre. He continued, quote, if a person is serious about changing America's misguided cannabis laws, the annual Normal Conference is the gathering place for medical cannabis patients, cannabis consumers, and concerned citizens, close quote. Again, more information is available at norml.org. Next this week from Utrecht, the Netherlands, frequent cannabis use not associated with cognitive declines in working memory or selective attention. Frequent cannabis use is not associated with cognitive deficits in memory or attention, according to trial data published in the forthcoming issue of the journal Psychopharmacology. Investigators at the Rudolf Magnus Institute of Neuroscience assessed brain function in, quote, frequent but relatively moderate, close quote, cannabis users in the domains of working memory and selective attention using functional magnetic resonance imaging, or fMRI. Quote, no evidence was found for long-term deficits in working memory and selective attention in frequent cannabis users after 1 week of abstinence, close quote, compared to non-using healthy controls, authors concluded. They continued, quote, furthermore, cannabis users did not differ from controls in terms of overall patterns of brain activity in the regions involved in these cognitive functions, close quote. Previous trials on cannabis use and cognition have reached similar conclusions. An October 2004 study published in the journal Psychological Medicine examining the potential long-term residual effects of cannabis on cognition in monozygotic male twins reported, quote, an absence of marked long-term residual effects of marijuana use on cognitive abilities, close quote. A 2003 meta-analysis published in the Journal of the International Neuropsychological Society also, quote, failed to reveal substantial systematic effect of long-term regular cannabis consumption on the neurocognitive functioning of users who were not acutely intoxicated, close quote. And a 2002 clinical trial published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal determined, quote, marijuana does not have a long-term negative impact on global intelligence, close quote. Finally this week from Washington, D.C., marijuana production availability rising, federal report says. Marijuana production and the amount of cannabis available domestically are on the increase, according to the National Drug Intelligence Centers, or NDIC's, 2006 National Drug Threat Assessment Report. The report finds that marijuana production in Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. is rising, with domestic cannabis production increasing sharply in 2005 to its, quote, highest recorded level, close quote. Marijuana availability is also increasing, the NDIC finds. Among those state and local law enforcement agencies polled in the study, 98% rank pot's availability in their area as either, quote, moderate or, quote, high, close quote. Last year's NDIC report estimated that between 12,000 and 25,000 metric tons of marijuana is available in the United States. This has been Normal News from the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. More information on these stories and membership in the foundation is available at norml.org. Stay tuned for Normal News every week right here on this station, your cell phone, computer, or iPod. I'm Chris Goldstein, reminding you to join us in San Francisco, April 20th to 22nd, for Normal's National Conference.